Okay, let's talk about 12-bar blues here. You've got a 12-bar blues sheet there somewhere that talks about the basic 1-4-5 blues progression, and that's what we're going to try to learn. If you're really going to play blues, you need to learn and really know and understand the changes that occur in a 12-bar blues. You've got to get that 12-bar into your head. You need to be able to hear it, to know where the chord changes are, to hear the chord changes, and to anticipate the changes. So what we're going to do is spend a little bit of time doing that. The first thing I'm going to do is I'll play a little bit of guitar and we'll do some nice easy noting, and you can follow this on your little chart there. The one chord is the chord the guitar player is playing in. In this case, he's playing, guitar is in E, so the one chord is E chord. So your two draw on the harmonica is an E note. His four chord is going to be an A chord. So therefore, your blow four is going to be an A note. His five chord is going to be a B chord or a B seventh, since it's a blues. Your five chord is going to be draw four. Draw one is the same as draw four. Draw eight is the same. So those are three notes that you can transpose. This may not sound like it's making sense now, but eventually it will. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and play a basic 12-bar for you. And then I'm going to come back, and on one of the channels, I'm going to play the draws and blow notes so that you've got a single note for each one of the beats. Now, this is a 12-bar blues, okay? So there'll be four notes per bar, and you'll be able to look at your sheet and see which notes you need to play while the guitar player is making his chord changes. So you'll be able to look and see what chord he's playing and what note you're playing to make it work. And this will help you to get into your head what a 12-bar is, how it works, and to anticipate the chord changes.